I heard. At one time, when Moses one was dwelling in the world of the mountain, with a great gathering amongst the great assembly of the disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Noble Mahalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural endings. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Mahalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of each train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men in venerable lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural endings. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are born and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, nor feeling, nor recognition, nor compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensations, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and there is no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, and no old age and death and no exhaustion. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no attainment, and no time at hand. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds are not of obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom. And that become true and completely Buddhist and unsurpassed so perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should become the truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te apa om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi so ha. Shariputra. This is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, the son of the lineage is so. Well, son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught. And the Tathagatas were lost and rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
颂，谢月月多星空别我敬，土之昼夜得多谢所，谢念将多所着我梦觉中，好多娘别世界当街，土之我心别过，心觉落落。
It is as usual, we are shaping our motivations. So, speaking of shaping one's motivation or the cultivating a positive motivations, is here one can ask question oneself. We are spending 2 hours here. For what purpose that we are really spending 2 hours? So, if we reflect ourselves and carefully, as Gongdang Rinpoche stated, that it's quite evident that we haven't been able to engage in the Dharma practice for past 20 years. All of us. So, given by one's, given a birth by one's own mother, until the 20 years of one's age. We haven't really, paid attention to engaging in practice of Dharma. So then later on, though you have a desire to practice Dharma, but you have kind of, procrastinating yourself that I may practice, tomorrow and so on and so forth. This is how we spend our time, by procrastinating once in practice. So those of you who haven't really reached the 40 years of age, so you still keep, procrastinating your practice. So for us, we are now, over 40 years. So we are kind of, spending our life by having a lot of regrets. I haven't been able to do this, I haven't been able to do this, this and that. So we're just, in a way, that we're just spending our life with full of regrets. So we have spent our life in spending one's life without doing anything, in other words. So we have So it is a biography of one's own self, not being able to accomplish anything.
确实开心，俺们这东西前面两个感谢这些事了，这边就能感谢这些这样人和事。
So you might, again, when I say that, you might think that, you know, I really, you know, wasted my life, you know, because I have accomplished a lot by reflecting yourself on your own successes of the material gain.
오늘 단단하게 결혼이 되어가시면 좋아요. 결혼 결혼은 된세지 외에.
So then another question here is, if we transit right now from this life to another life, are we really have a confidence of having a better life in our future life?
먼저가 된세지 면은 내가 두어스게 지면 되지 않겠어요.
So you might again think that, most of you might think, though I haven't been able to do anything very positive or the virtuous deeds, yet at the same time I haven't done, you know, bad things either. You might think in that way.
다음은 내가 두어서 저기 말했나 여호와 가르쳐봐 되게 두려워이나 형 비지치 시험에 왔어.
So then, if you are unable to recall the negative deeds that you may have committed in your past, then are we really able to recall what kind of positive deeds that we have done in our past? So our life is really, you know, passing through in a very neutral sort of way.
당근에 제나야 말해봐, 로아. 심한로서 여호와께 여서 말이다.
So I think that one must then cultivate a thought that I must do something that to have a positive rebirth in my future life.
당연히 여호와께 제기니로 내내 주변 남아나지. 내가 강두두 라니기로 내가 이서의 강전제 계시로 그두에게니 마지막에 저마소나 적인다.
So then one must cultivate a thought that I will do my best to engage in the virtuous conduct of three doors, body, speech, and mind, in the presence of all those root and lineage gurus. So then this positive deeds again, you know, to have a positive, you know, rebirth in one's future life, is if I were to focus only on the purpose of my own, you know, gain or my own benefits in the future life, then that is not adequate. So then one must, you know, think about all other sentient beings and realizing that potentiality or the potential that you have within you to be able to benefit entire sentient beings by yourself. So try to think of whether you are able to generate some kind of special feelings within you by reflecting your own self and thinking about, you know, henceforth, I will do whatever I can to benefit all other sentient beings, to gain the state of enlightenment by myself, to benefit other sentient beings. So when you cultivate such thoughts, then try to see yourself whether you have some kind of special feeling within yourself. So with this feeling, then visualizing, you know, all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the space in front of oneself, and then try to reflect upon yourself and to see whether you are able to generate some kind of special feelings within you, in other words, bodhicitta. So, good. Let's remain focused on this development of bodhicitta.
Rūki kīnāng chīpa chīnyā gāni, nī kāng sēmbā shāyī chīnyā, sāsōng chī kīmī chīpa shāngchū, nāng chī rīmbā sīngyā, rēs.
So with these motivations, and you are receiving the teachings of the Lamrim, which is the stages to the Path to Enlightenment.
Nī chūchī chīwā sī kūrā gāng, sū chūdāng, tā nāmbī chūgī ndō tōng sēngyā rē, nī tōmā, nī chū, chubu kong la tuwa na yi ji, yani chubu di na sanje la tu gu gu ya re yas.
So, it is a tradition to making sure that when we give the teachings, making sure that teachings that we're giving or the receiving can be traceable to the teachings, the source of the teachings of the Buddha himself, Buddha's teaching. It says, just as the water is traceable to the snow mountain, so too, the teachings of the Buddha must be traceable to the teachings or the source of Buddha's teaching or the Buddha's teaching itself.
Ani tanda konde kasa shiba na ye kanje ndiji chue de chubu kana to wa na na ani toma tamba jamde de ji so ani ba de jaga pendo na ji ani tembe ge so la to so chi jin de ji na to ba rang ji le chung 총에 rāñi ki chūmba nā yī yī, yī ndo tē tā kī yī nā jēpa sō nā dē nā, yī bāt yī jāgā kī pīndu nā chī, rāwa, nyāng lē chē sē nā rē, sōmba sē nā rē, jī bā rāwa.
So, then, this particular teaching that I'm giving here is too traceable to the Buddha's teaching, Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching, the source of Buddha's, it's the teachings, the source of the teachings. And so then, given the teachings by Buddha himself, and then later in the it was followed by the other practitioners of the Indian pandits by receiving the teachings, meditating and contemplating. By means of practice, meditating and contemplating, they have gained high levels of spiritual realizations.
Ko nyangshi chengen dewa yena yang tibaru tijuwa na pena ngasu ge jaga ge pendo na ni thoma ngobo lulu da papa thome ju ni chung jorwa. Yensa na ngobo lulu den jizan jambe yon ni jinarwa, papa thome ni jawa shamba yi jini, ngosu ju ni yota nere sala.
So teachings, though the source of the teachings are actually traceable to those two great Indian pandits. One is Dasanga, and other one is the Indian pandit Nagarjuna. So Nagarjuna is the follower of the Manjushri, and Asanga is the follower of the Maitreya.
Tene jaga ki pindu ni chini chini juni. Ani nyame chowa chame pa dhiji rwa, nyame chowa chame ne peo kanchen ye jongla. Ani peo kanchen ye jongla, pa kadang sama ji kao suna ka ta maanyo nge tanda tangduwa.
So then this particular teaching is then transmitted from the Buddha to his followers and so on. And then finally it is transmitted to the Adishya Divamkara Shirijana.
Did you go to Kadang Yasama, you temper the Tabakosala? The Tonga not to catch it in door, and a kidding in the Chibadamba. Bet Toba Rangila Tony, that no soon toying as a girl.
So during this, you know, Aditya Devankar Shirijana's time in Tibet, and there were a lot of practitioners known as Kadamba practitioners. It was, in fact, it says there were 5,000 of, you know, Kadamba practitioners who have gained high levels of
Lama Teji Lama Latona Ayuri, Lama Teji Tundriyurisi, Tundriyurisi.
So according to the history, it says one guru has a 5,000 disciples, another guru has a 5,000 disciples, and so on.
Any day, any pair of conjecture, John Leroy, Tangi Seven, I eat Toba Rangilla to Yangsi. Any day, any conjecture, Tangasogi, Tandala Shiva Senator, conjecture, Peggy Jibot and Yashin, any Shanchu Longjun saying that any day in Jabala Shanchu Longjimus and any Yamalam Song of Chimbison, and also did it change it.
So then later on, this Adisha is given the teachings, what is known as Lamp for Path to Enlightenment, which is Changshu Lamrim. And then the Lamrim is a commentary. The Lamrim that we're, you know, engaging, we're receiving the teaching, is the commentary of the Adisha's Lamp for Path to Enlightenment.
Did you go to the Chita Gelu cases in the Yomari? Chulu Momboyer and Yonsu Zobala. Chichang Ja Kaza, Jande and Ari, Pende and Yonsu Zoba Yashin in Rangila, Toba Tong, Tomba Mansi, Jizin Jande on the Roa, not a murder suit, Bena, Shazi in a conjet, Lucas on it, Tashu, any Lorenzo was in the Tianapesh and Jiran Roa.
So Lama Tsongkhapa had. Had gone through the extensive studies of the commentaries written by both Indian pandits and as well as the Tibetan scholars and highly realist Tibetan scholars. And having completed all the studies, and so he integrated the essence of the teachings of the both you know, commentaries written by the both Tibetan and as well as the Indian pandits. He then composed his, you know, later on, he then composed his Changshu Lamrim.
How about the Lamrim Panan Sung and Dirwa? Sejin Jay Mijun Chinlet, Ledu Changshu Lamrim Basanaro. Sejin Jawa, Suji Sanjan Nanji, Midashu, Chinlet Latin, and Changshu Lamrim Basan by in Seramat, Rani Yetozo Sunijin Made.
Sorry, I forgot the earlier translation. Then, in fact, it is said that Lama Tsongkhapa was actually received directly the teachings from Manjushri, according to the history. And then, after the conclusion prayers of the Lamrim that we find, he was able to compose this Lamrim text by means of the activities of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Seji. So it's the greatness of the composer and the greatness of the Dharma. It's such a precious teachings, then how, you know, what kind of manner that disciples or the listeners must adopt, as well as the teacher who is giving the teachings must adopt. So this, when you come to this question, then we talked about the shaping one's mind or the cultivating of positive motivations earlier. So then it starts from Dambo Ngogi Loma Chidatri Rinpa, which means the sequence in which the disciples are to be taught the actual instructions. And then this will be branches into two, how to you know, rely upon a one's guru, and having relied upon a one's guru, how to train one's mind. So then reflecting one's mind upon the preciousness of human rebirth, and then this will then be followed by the how to extract essence from this human rebirth. So there's actual teachings, and this will then be followed by the actual teachings of having a conviction upon the general parts of the teachings. And then actual teachings. So then to extract the actual essence of the teachings, then again branches out to three steps. So then the three branches are the teachings, the practice of small scopes, middling scopes, and the great scopes will be followed. So then, with regard to the small scopes. So we have gone through that, you know, taking refuge in three jewels. And so this will default, you know, taking refuge in three jewels to, you know, have a future, you know, happiness of one's life. And so therefore it says developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary happiness and a certain goodness.
So this
explanation is divided into two: the actual way in which of reflecting the general karma, or the reflecting on the distinction among the varieties of the karma. So we have gone through the general explanation of the way in which the reflecting general explanation of the karma. So now at this particular time we are reflecting on the distinction among the varieties of karma. The reason why I'm repeating all those stages is because, you know, first of all, it is important to understand that entrance to the Buddha Dhamma is the taking refuge in three jewels. Mm-hmm. That is, we must understand this. So how can one then really practically engage in the practice of the Buddha Dhamma is by reflecting one's mind upon the law of causality. So for that purpose, then one need to know the law of causality. So if we are unable to understand the law of causality properly, then let's take an example of if one, though one is really hungry, but if you have a food in front of you which is poisoned, so we will not actually consume that food. So if one is unable to understand the food in front of you is poisoned, then you will happily, you know, consume it.
天能一起没给我去给你们的马线呢, 你可我自己忙起来的,该是做些的没给我了,就都玩了。 这改变的是呢, 你们没写的。你这不没写的。
If one is unable to identify what is negative deeds and what is positive deeds, then one will engage in negative deeds delightfully. It will happen because one is unable to understand what kind of faults that one may have out of engaging in this negative deeds.
啊，这些他们都给你打，他们希望说是，嗯，可是啊，你把宿舍写的上不了，你去，连了就做点把汤，连当准备点了别把我，比较可以刚刚一点头也就。So
now let's focus on the text, the Lambim text itself. It is, I think, page 216 English, and then Tibetan, so it is 162. If you have the same book as I do. And so then here we start from the reflecting on the distinctions among the varieties of karma, the presentation of the distinction among the varieties of the karma has two parts. First one is the principal teachings of the ten parts of the actions, and then second one is the determination of the effects of actions.
嗯，连龙就做我顶巴是做的连龙生的嘛是呢，每个就不停的龙生故事了，大家都蒙个做。So
the first part we talked about the principal teachings of the ten parts of the actions here, really referring to the ten non-virtuous actions.
嗯，对起，他们罗文的，东部呢是，第二、第六个就是说说眼巴汤，来撇起我的，马些巴的，没这些巴，去没这巴，这巴的是。
So then the principal teachings of the ten parts of actions, which is first part, it says, given that I have ascertained the causality of the happiness and suffering, as explained previously, have understood that karma increases, that I will not meet with the result of the actions that I haven't done, I have not done, in other words, and that actions I have done will not perish. About that sort of karma and effects, should I initially develop certainty, which should I adopt and which should I cast aside? So now we talked about the karma that you have committed, you are certain to experience the result of the karma, and multiplication of the result of one's karma. And once karma is committed or accumulated, and its result is imperishable. In other words, it cannot be perished. So having understood those stages of the karma, then now how one can really engage in the practice to avoid engaging in negative deeds from now on.
그때는
So again here, I've been telling all of you, I'm not really, telling you and teaching you based on the religious belief. Rather, I'm explaining and I'm teaching this based on the reality. So one may not really be aware of aware of cause and effect. But if we think carefully right from the morning, we have a desire to accomplish something. Regardless of what kind of action that one may engage, and deep down you have some kind of desire to accomplish something.
And
particularly in the United States, If one has no work, then you have no food. So if you look at from one angle, the United States is enriched by all those resources and opportunities. But if you, you know, however, when I look at, you know, carefully, I see that's, you know, in other words, you know, if, though at the same time you are unable to have, you cannot eat your food if you don't work. But in India, although they are not working, but I can see people can get their food if, without working. However, our, you know, what we are, our engagement of one's actions is really, directly or indirectly, one is actually focusing on the law of causality. You know, there's a cause and effect. It's a very critical, you know, to understand or to the law of causality or the karma. So in general, you can conclude that there are three ways to engage in the goods and bad conducts. So here, physically, verbally, and mentally. So then it says, although not all the all the virtues and non-virtues of these three ways are included within the 10 paths of actions, still the Buddha, the Bhagavan, summarizing the key points, you know, taught the most obvious or the cross among the virtues and non-virtues as being the 10 paths of the of virtues and non-virtuous actions. Then so he taught that extremely great foundation for the misdeeds are the 10 paths of the non-virtuous actions. Then he saw that when you give up this 10, you adopt the virtuous actions, and that most important points of these virtuous actions are also in 10 in number. Therefore, he taught 10 parts of the virtuous actions as well. So then that it says, the treasure of the knowledge, it says, summarizing the most obvious among them, the Buddha said that the paths of actions, virtues and non-virtues are 10. And then also if you practice these three paths of actions, gradually your speech being restrained mentally and not committing physical non-virtues, you will achieve the path taught by the sage. So what is you know the verses are actually stating here is although we talked about all those negative deeds are encapsulated within the 10 negative deeds and all those virtuous deeds are encapsulated within the virtuous deed and non-virtuous deed and so on. And however, we're really talking about the gross level of the non-virtuous deed and the virtuous deed. So then we're not going to go through the explanation of this because the 10 virtuous and non-virtuous actions, the explanation will be found later. So you might ask some questions. So then it says, knowing the 10 parts of the non-virtuous actions and their effects, restrain yourself from even being motivated to commit them. Then practice the path of actions of the 10 virtues in which your body, speech, and mind are not at all mixed with the path of non-virtuous actions. This practice is indispensable as the basis for all three vehicles as well as for the accomplishment of the two aims of beings. Hence, the conquerors repeatedly praised it from many perspectives. So it is possible that one may have a perspective when we talked about the 10 non-virtuous actions, you know, abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions. It's really, referring to the initial stage practitioners. It looks, it's possible that you might have some kind of feeling that this 10 non-virtuous, refraining from 10 non-virtuous actions are not required beyond the initial stage practitioners, practitioner of initial stage. So now, this is very clear that it's demonstrating not only referring to the initial stage practitioner, but rather it says this practice is indispensable, right, as the basis for all three vehicles, as well as for the accomplishment of the two ends of the beings. So observance of those virtuous actions and abstaining from non-virtuous actions is the conduct of abstaining from non-virtuous actions is repeatedly praised by the sage or by the Buddhas. So again here, abstaining from refraining from ten non-virtuous actions, and observing the 10 virtuous conduct, are not really required a rigorous meditation practice. Those virtuous and non-virtuous, 10 non-virtuous and virtuous actions are related to us about day-to-day activities. For instance, taking refuge in individuals and development of renunciations or the definite emergence, in other words, and development of bodhicitta really requires meditation, and it requires intensive meditation. So then what I have called virtues are the taproots of the perfection of the deities and humans. They are the taproots of the enlightenment of Sharvaka and Pratigibuddha. They are the taproots of the unexcelled perfect enlightenment. And what are these taproots? They are the 10 virtuous actions.
Mm-hmm. shubiye, dhamma mebo, dhamma kanga chungi ki chuna yire son yarwa.
So it really emphasizes on the importance of practicing morality, or the ethical discipline, in other words. Because it says the practice of morality or the ethical discipline is a water that cleans all those negativities. It's also the cooling of the heat, it's also that the moonlight, like coolings of the heats. So according to the scripture, it says when we describe the moon, moon has a nature of cooling. So if we again, you know, relate to one's own experience, you know, when you see the moonlights at night and you feel like a little bit coolness.
It's the
dispeller of you know the practice of morality is said to be the dispeller of the heats of delusions. Who has a great, you know, magnificent lookings among all beings, someone who really observes morality. And such an individual can be seen as a Mount Meru. So we have this experience in our day-to-day life when sometimes one person can really stands out among the crowd. So he looks so attractive and very a nice looking person, and it is a result of practice of morality.
So,
I would like to set an example of His Holiness, for instance, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It is inexpressible and it's beyond our thoughts. We cannot conceptualize the quality of His wisdom and His compassion, it is very evident that anyone who look at Him and who meets Him, it's really delight. There's a delightful experience by means of seeing His Holiness, even the high officials and so on. And I really feel that it's because of His impeccable practice of His morality, His moral conduct and His moral observation is very impeccable.
So
we have some kind of delightful feeling, when you come across with high officials. But unlike the His Holiness, when you see the His Holiness, not only just you have the delightful feeling that you have is very extraordinary.
So tabji dipa yin diyo ro.
It's a power of practice of morality. It can subdue sentient beings. That's what it says. So we have a Tibetan songs. It says it is not surprising when a country that is a communist and who can actually rule entire world, that is not really surprising if this happens. But then a simple monk who is a follower of the Shakya lineage, which is the Buddha Shakyamuni, if he who is a follower of the Shakya lineage can rule the world, and isn't that amazing what it says? So it's not only again surprising to see the quality of the other person, but rather whatever the quality of that individual is possessed can be accomplished by all of us. Okay, let's take a break here. So it says sublime beings protects observe the morality, the practice of the morality, like protecting one's own eyes. So I, the yogic, have undergone this practice, and those of you who wish to liberations may engage in the same practice as well. So in other words, I have engaged in those practices and I accomplish those spiritual realizations. And if you wish to gain liberations, you may also follow my footsteps. So it's like when you prior to engaging in mundane activities such as business, so you have to first think about what kind of benefit that you may gain out of this business. So then if one's sense of receiving the teachings or the giving the teachings is to gather more people to one's own self and one's own people, and if you gather or to recruit more people, if you have that kind of sense, then that is totally wrong. So if you analyze, it's really like a law that is imposed upon us. So if you if one doesn't commit in any crime, then you have no problem, you know, being in this country.
Then no yin yi. Rwa sen ji langa, rwa yi ji langa. Dino rwa la chinti kuso na, yini kon rwa sa yi langa tila kanyi ji ya chek ma desu.
So and similarly, if one observe the law of part of one's mind, in other words, and then you will reach the path, reach your destinations of one's mind without any and difficulties. So it is this purpose that we need to understand that importance of observing morality or moral conduct. It's not really, you know, when we talk about the, you know, moral conduct or ethical discipline, it's really referring to the person, you know, other than oneself. So this is we need to bear in our mind. So it says, for example, our Lord of Nagas, here in the Lamrim text, what is, you know, saying here is now ethical discipline, the practice of the morality, is the foundation of everything. So it serves, it is a foundation. In other words, the foundation here refers to the foundation of all those virtuous quality or the virtuous activities.
Tele jeba tima sundu tua. Li da bu pe na sa. Zhong dang zhong che dang zhong de dang jiang dang. Yu ko dang ji bi po dang tang che dang sa. Za dang xin ge wa dang. Mian dang xin tang che dang sa. Le ji ta tang che dang. Sa bian ji cu tang che dang. Lo do tang che jie xin. Mo wa dang xie wa dang xie wa.
So it says, for example, a lot of Nagas, all villages, cities, municipalities, districts, countries, and kings' places, and all grasses, bushes, medical herbs, medicinal herbs, and trees, all fruits of labors, all stalks of seeds, and and the growth of all harvests, their plowing and harrowing and productions, everything rests on the earth. So their source is the earth. Likewise, O Lord of Naga, this path of the 10 virtuous actions are the source of divine and human birth of attaining the goal of virtuous practice of learners and those with no more to learn, of the enlightened, of the Pratigya Buddha, and of all the Bodhisattva's deeds, and all of the qualities of a Buddha. So it's very easy to understand because in this, it is evidence that all the houses and such as, you know, trees and so on are rest, actually, you know, everything is rest on the earth or on this, on the ground. So similarly, all the practice, you know, beginning from taking refuge in three jewels up until the complete state of enlightenment are rest on the earth, on the moral disciplines or the morality.
上面呢，我从念头有点儿说呢。 tiso tseri ji chi che yun ka shi ma do ne to ye ma ro.
So without earth, so there's no way that we can rest. Probably the scientists might do something, but you know, at as of now, without the earth, so that we cannot rest on. So in the same manner, all those positive qualities are depending upon one of the practice of morality. So therefore, Chandrakirti in the commentaries on the Middle Way summarizes the significance of the Buddha's praise in the sutras on the 10 levels for the ethical discipline in which you eliminate the 10 non-virtues. And it says, then for ordinary beings, those born from the Buddha's speech, those whose natures are certain as self-enlightened, or the conqueror's children, they are no cause of certain goodness or high status apart from ethical discipline. So we as a practitioner one must place a great hope of gaining either high rebirths, such as rebirth in humans and devas, human realms and deva realms. And then if one then furthers one's hope for the better, then one must practice with the hope of gaining liberations and complete state of enlightenment. So those are the hope that we need to place when we are practicing. So you can highlight with those who have the text, you can highlight those important points so that later on if you want to trace, then it's easy for you to find. So in the 10 levels, the sutra on the 10 levels, the Dasya Bhumika Sutra. In that sutra, actually, elaborates of the benefits of, benefits of practicing morality. However, the Chandrakirti actually encapsulates the entire teachings that we find in the Dasyabhumika Sutra within those verse, within a very single verse that we went through, that for the ordinary beings, those born from the Buddha's speech and so on. So here, if you really think about the logical sense, there are sometimes one must understand one's understanding of the teacher. It's a valid teacher, or the bona fide, or the qualified teacher, by reflecting upon the teachings of the teachings that are given by this particular teacher.
But then Dawa Trapa, Jitin Jambay, Jiru Mochina Song Yundi, but then Dawa Trapa said, Tinshu Hai Nene, and Gombu Ludu Yetawa Sanjindo, and in Zambulila, Tena Pesa, Penjochi, Jibutambachi, Song Yundi.
So Manjushri has actually said to Lama Tsongkhapa by saying this Chandrakirti actually came to this world, the plant, human existence, from the Deva existence, with the intention of giving a commentaries of the writings of the of Nagarjuna's. So, Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes very strongly that one follow the teachings of the glorious Chandrakirti. So this is such an emphasis, you know, actually stressed by the Lama Tsongkhapa to follow those great beings such as Chandrakirti and so on. So in, from our part, if you still remain, you know, doubtful, then probably it's not appropriate. So then it says, repeatedly guard your ethical discipline by maintaining a sense of restraint. There are some who have no such restraint, even with regard to a single practice of the ethical discipline. Yet still say, "I am the practitioner of Mahayana." This is a very dishonorable. The Sutra of Kritikarva states, "By means of these 10 parts of the virtue, you will become a Buddha." However, there are those who, for as long as they live, do not they live and do not even minimally maintain even a single path of virtue sections, but who says such things as "I am Mahayana practitioners." Mm-hmm. I seek unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Such people are the great hypocrites and liars, it says. And they deceive the world in the presence of the Bhagavans or the Buddhas. And they preach nihilism. And when they die, they seem confused and they fall back. So it's a, you know, it is, you know, stressed very, well, it's a very critical point. It is stressed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So it is possible nowadays, you know, one is not actually observing even a single moral conduct, some morality. One still claims that one is the practitioner of Mahayana or Mahayana practitioners. So it happens in China. His Holiness once said that there's a gang, actually. They form a gang and then they'll appoint one person as a leader and wearing a distinctive sort of outfit and claiming him or herself as the great master and giving a teachings and to gather a wealth, in other words. And so then it says that the worst thing is that at night, and all of them are found in the bars and drinking and so on. So this will really happen. It's really happens. It will happen. It's possible.
그래서
So there are a lot of people, you know, who would really like to deceive other people. So it's a plenty. So we find this.
하버 메들레 따지제 라니레 히세지 마노나로와 거기 진 넘버레지 게인도 그만 넘버레지 녀서나 아니 인지르서는 코로나라 시 응고타는게 약한도도
So then if we do not possess a right qualification to examine that individual, the person, then we will be then admired by his or her, you know, the chantings and so on. So then we may be deceived later on. So we have to be careful with that.
네, 카톰바미로아. 태연쇼랑 한테 드는 쇼지제는 쇼지도아, 로아.
So actually, I'm not really, you know, slandering or gossiping. But I heard that, you know, there are many that these things are happening in Taiwan as well.
其实呢，这讲过那么些，他看见南区人这些，就看见两个可能是有的。其实呢，这天元老了，这奥马提给你长野提提罗去生意，奥米达瓦提罗去生意，他就学某某的生意多。So
then later on, it is because of His Holiness teachings and His emphasis on the importance of studying the Buddha Dharma. Then there are many individuals who would like to actually learn. Or to receive the teachings on Madhyamaka, which is the middle way, and the Dange, which is the excellent, or which is interpretive, and the definitive, you know, text of the Lama
Tsongkhapa.
If one understands properly about the Buddha Dharma, then one will not be deceived by others. So again, we have to be very careful because in the beginning when the Guru is giving the teachings and you have great devotions and faith, you put great devotions and faith to a particular guru and receive the teachings. And later on, when you find a fault from this particular guru, then we engage in, you know, speaking, we have bad things at the back of gurus and so on. So this we really need to avoid. You know, we have to find a skillful means, even though you may find as something, some fault from this particular guru, but you might find some solution, not you or yourself, you know, engaging in those negative, you know, speech with regard to the gurus.
所以，可能那些早些年的爹呢，看得多过了，所以，实际可能爹呢，对我罗，那人有所作吧。So
in the Lamrim it says, you know, all the entire teachings of the Lamrim is encapsulated within how to rely upon the Guru, and having relied upon the Guru, then how one can train oneself on the path. So how can, you know, we can transcend from one place to another is depend on whether you have the permission to transcend one form to another place, right? From one place to another place. Mm-hmm. So similarly, we need to have this, you know, teachings or the practice from one place to another, to transcend one's teachings, to develop one's teaching from one to another. We need to have all those proper sequence that we find in the Lamas.
So
Sometimes it may happen that you maybe you know, receiving the teachings out of the rule, that you may have the rules of a community that you need to be there when somebody is giving teachings without any faith and devotions. And that's probably for them, there might be a different case, and that's a different case. But if you have, if you receive the teachings based on faith and devotions, then it is not appropriate to talk bad things about the gurus from whom you have received the teachings out of your faith. So it says we see in the text it says such an individual will you know, the fall back. He's referring to is an individual really engages on those slandering and lying and so on. In other words, it's with these actions of the lying and, you know, slandering, it's actually deceiving all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And such individual will do fall back. The fall back here referring to the fall back in the hell realms. So then you should understand a falling back to be the synonymous for taking completely miserable rebirth. And then
So in the
text it says when they die they seems confused and they fell back. So fell back here, you should understand the falling back to be a synonym for taking completely miserable rebirth. Let's take some questions if you have questions.
How does the practice of the confession Buddha, the 35 years, the confession?
Okay.
How does that help with the negative, when you do a non virtue? How does that?
Okay. Okay. So, around the Tunja Hasum Song, a Sanga Shuram, Hasum Song, a Sanga Dance Genenchi, Yamle Geni, Tadi Tigianic, Manzu, Chiglaying a massage over that, Chig Migay Julia, Tunshak, Digide, Candes, that Chig Chanto Grace was a. So we will you know, this text, this, you know, confession practice will, you know, we will touch this later on this, but however, you know, I will just, you know, elaborate, you know, on the confession practice right now. So there are four forceful antidotes or the remedies for one's negativities, the negative deeds that we have done in the past. So first one is tengito, which is the antidotes or the remedy of the reliance, which is the one practice that you're doing, you know, practice of the 35 Buddhas, which is the you know, remedy for of reliance.
Then I'm also you dipasa na ya control atene nimisa chida masaje atene nimisa nima to yomane salada.
So when we talk about accumulating a bad karma or the negative deeds, one when one engages in negative deeds, either in relation to Buddhas or the sentient beings. Those are the only two possibilities of the objects, object of one's own, you know, accumulation of that karma, or the negative deeds.
Pena kunchula tembi dipala ini jangro chene sha. Ini masan chene tembi dipata san hiji chene ini sha gore se. Chidon yongda chene sonsu tenryo
yore. So generally, one purifies one's negativities accumulated in relation to the in relation to the Buddhas or the enlightened beings by engaging in the practice of taking refuge, and one eliminates or the one purifies one negativity accumulated in relation to the sentient beings is by extending or by practicing compassion.
Yang tunggu tunggu salah sunjuk sunga dia ni mibat je. Ini dia lah orang ni jadi pakang sa cemba dia cemba sujud jasen je. Yang tunggu salah sunjuk sunga lama dudu yose je dudu mesen je. Yang tapi mibat je. Yang tengah tu kerja tu lah jasen tu sunjuk dansa je. Yang sasi je yore sana.
So then also there's another practice. You want to visualize all the 35 Buddhas in front of oneself, and visualizing the nectars emerges from the body of all the 35 Buddhas and entering through the crown of one's head and cleansing entire, you know, for the negativities that one have committed. And then with this, then you must again have a great regret and remorse by reflecting all these negative deeds that one have done in the past. Whatever the negative deeds that one have done in the past, try to remember all those negative deeds and then have a great regret and remorse and commit not to engage in such negative deeds in the future. And that's one way of, you know, purifying. So, other questions?
I've asked before, I guess I still don't understand. How is karma preserved? You know, there's nothing physical about our minds, and what goes from life to life is very subtle, and yet this vast storehouse of karma comes with us. How does this work?
Okay. The answer is under lays, city called the lays, lays, because same material was charged. The same city called the same thing, Yanko. This kind of doubt is bound to happen. So, for instance, you know, it says if someone engages in an act of killing or killing an animal and finish, you know, his act of killing is totally finished, and then how can the result is followed, you know, by means of his practice of act of killing. And then also says, once the sprout is totally burned by the fire, and what kind of result will be followed? So it's not the similar, it's not in this way. One must not have understanding of one's result of karma in this way.
But Maria said, "Depend on what you sense in this area, you need to know."
No. So it's not in this way, because when we talk about the mind, right? Mind, we're talking about the mind in the nature of sitic, which is the mere luminosity. It is a very clear and untainted by the pollutants, but it's actually again covered by the layers of the negativities, like clouds.
So, mipada, mubayana, mipayana, dipalama zijagurala, then you do the shidi.
So here, when we talk about the layers of the cloud or the pollutants, you're really referring to the two kinds of obscurations, obscuration to liberation and obscuration to omniscience.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two layers. So then, in addition to that, then we have a lege dipa, which is again the stains of karma.
Mm-hmm. Tachi nga tsu yi ko shibi tona la pacha chi ngonzi che go di ko zhuchen yi shiban dele se ne ngonzi nangji da kaburwa.
So, since this needs to be explained on the basis of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right, on the basis of mind, so we cannot really pinpoint and present this, demonstrate this physically.
Kanji, Kandijene degre sesona, any Sengi Pachagi, Sengi Tinla Pachagi to visit the degrees. Detachin Hikorsanata.
So, how then this propensity of karma really, preserves? It is preserved within one's continuum, within one's own mind, within one's continuum. And it remains within one's continuum in the dormant manner.
Mm-hmm.
So then this the propensity of the karma that remains within one's mind as a form of in a dormant manner, then whenever this the propensity of the karma is met with the conditions, then it manifests. Just like the seeds of the barley, when the seeds of the barley meets with the other conditions, such as fertile soils and manures and so moistures and so on and so forth, then this give rise to sprouts.
Mm.
In the same manner, the propensity of karma that remains in one's mind met with the condition, then it manifests.
Mm.
For instance, if I have a headache, and I would say, so according to the Dharma, then I have a headache because of my karma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, for us, like most of the time, when we have some kind of physical illness, such as headache, and we know there's some kind of cause which give rise to headache, it's because our identification of the cause is only a minor condition, which is probably you may have, eat a food, a lot of oil, or very oily foods. It is because of that, I'm having headaches. We're just identifying a very minor condition which gives rise to the headaches. We're not really being able to identify actual cause, which is a
karma.
So the most subtlest phenomena is the law of causality. There's no subtle phenomena other than law of causality. Any questions? So today I've given enough time. So four questions. Sorry, two questions. Ask some questions. Sure.
Is it also that whatever deeds, virtuous or non-virtuous, we engage in, it changes our mind as well, and we carry that later,
in
future lives, it changes our mind. Is that valid?
You mean
well, if we engage in, let's say somebody is doing well and all of a sudden they start to take a little bit of bad deeds, and eventually they kill somebody. It changes that. But if it's the opposite, if somebody becomes a better and better person, they become that. And so that's in the mind. That's kind of the mind is changed by the deeds.
Deeds or karma, you mean? Or the deeds or the karma?
Well, the deeds
okay.
Makes the karma.
Yeah, I'll just do that. Okay. The Kurama Moran and the Chick lay than the Chick Serigalia and the Sulu, the Chick Morasam than the Jevin, the Michigi, Chick Susu, the Java Shurva, Nire, Java Digi, and the Chick Semia, Guyer Station, Semia, and some Tanta Mada Relia Shurva, then the Mikashi Settle Kanda Chick Yahoo Sturigalia, Jungi, Juji, the Java Delton Jungi, Jim. 중요해지고 되게 예셈래야 고개시대지. 마디아 신화야 셈 마디아 신화지. 안 나가나 이제 아직 대회도 삼다면은 당고도 와다 어우시든 야야야 도야지. 야한테 소소 데 직자와 야가 지금 삼지 야가 야 도대 대한 나가나 기념들이야 셈에 야 얘기 들어야 없이 또 고개 말하시 때 또 대회 없이. 근데 지금 근데 지금 남자들 근데 지금 삼다나 다 삼다나데 되고래 마되고래.
좋아. 레여바
So we have a karma actually. We already have a karma, and karma can then be actually transformed by the karma. Whatever karma that you have accumulated, we then be transformed by the meeting of the appropriate conditions. So if we were to, think about the, we cannot really count the, the negatives and positive deeds or the karma. It is a countless. Since the cause is already there, then as long as the cause exists, then when this cause is met with conditions, then it is ready to transform its result.
Don't go mad, yes. Then, Shinka no lol, ne conchilla tome and a chute leak as on the second Sabbache Maroas.
So, for instance, if someone who become a very, positive person, or someone who become a really nice person because of his companion or the friend, and so In this understanding, so such individual is becoming a better person is not entirely depending upon the cause of becoming a better person. It's not entirely dependent upon his companion. He or she already has actual cause to become a better person already inside. So, if one have a real appreciation or the convictions or the belief in law of causality or karma, then when one come across with some disasters or calamities, then it really benefits. If one can really acute. One can really, confront those ones, the difficulties. So those who have trained their mind, who really engage in the practice of training one's mind, then in fact they will be very happy when they meet with, unfavorable conditions. So in fact, it happens many times. I'm I'm having, you know, this is what's the problem that I'm having, because what kind of probably I may have done something in my past life to accumulate karma to have this kind of, you know, unfavorable situations and so on.
Mm-hmm.
제 관계도도 명의 토도 보용 소리지 노아데 코소나 이니 디지 제한테 도모 투어 전에 이니 소소랑 시 접어당 이니 너무 뭐 세례 담은 전에 뭐 연구도 하라다 so without having a proper understanding of law and law of cause and effect or the karma, then when one come across with bad situations, then it become so uncontrollable, and then one in the worst case, you know, we commit suicide, and then we have we even within the family, so we kill each other and so on. So,
당가서 드는지 민도 당가서 예 간제 소소소소는 제가 전에 랑가 많은 와지로 고송 따지 제고도 와서 너디나.
So in brief, we examine ourselves, and because as long as one, you know, one has a genuine love for oneself, then one need to examine ourselves and make sure that your, you know, actions of the body, speech, and mind is not really influenced by the negativities. So now we'll dedicate all the virtuous deeds that we have done today by reflecting oneself again here. So until now, you know, I'm unable to, you know, free myself from this, unenlightened existence because of lack of understanding of law of cause and effect, and not being able to follow the teachings of the Buddha. So today, I'm able to appreciate, you know, the law of cause and effect, and to follow the Buddha's teachings. So I will do my best to engage in the practice of the Buddha practice, and that the practice too is not only benefiting oneself, but also for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And may I dedicate all my virtuous deeds for the accomplishment of one's own enlightenment and as well as enlightenment of other sentient beings.
Bhagavad Gita
Zombo